a very pleasant day to you. It's Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott The Next Step. And good morning and good day. And with me here is Bodie Godberg. Bodie is with our Wampaw, New York branch office, and we have some 70 branch offices around the United States as we put forward each and every day through our daily activities and through our daily routines the liturgy that is Elcott, The Next Step. Well, good day to you, Bodie.
Yes, good day to you. It's a very lovely day here in New York. I'm waiting for the snow to fall.
We're all waiting for the snow to fall. It's September. I think we're going to have an Indian summer this year, do you think?
Well, I've seen some of the hillside is still got the lovely leaves on it and so forth. It's quite possible, yes.
And as I mentioned, Bodie is from our Wampaw branch office, and Bodie is an elector. He is an elector saint, and that is one who guards and guides the Elcott, preserves as well as the north, south, east, and west. Bodie is himself an Elcott priest at Elcott East, but has subserved himself to become an elector saint. And what do you do each day as an elector saint, Bodie?
Well, we make sure, as you indicated there, Dr. Elcott, that the liturgy is safe, that the communications between novitiate, initiate, and church members is secure. And we make sure that there's no impropriety or compromising of this. And it's quite an interesting line of work, and there's a lot of people all over the country, you know, who are seeking and or looking for the answers, and because Elcott, The Next Step, has got all the answers, I think has got all the answers, at least for my life, right?
And we never are so arrogant, I suppose, to put it to a word, Bodie, that we think we have the answer. We're different from most spiritual systems, I believe, in that we say if you find a better way, then that is perfectly acceptable, of course, so long as you don't drink from our milk bowl, as we say, as the great-great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, Heaver Elcott, wrote, don't drink from the same nipple of sustenance.
Right. It's a long-standing Elcott, the Next Step ethic that you not suckle from the tit of sustenance if you've got your own tit to suckle from.
This is correct. Well, in light of all of that, it was very interesting. For those of you who joined us perhaps at the very beginning, you heard the music of 50 Cent or 50 Cent, and he was singing a song called Hold On. It's very thuggish music, and it speaks of the lower levels of competition and anger and strife that exists in the human family that we look to do away with.
That's correct.
And yet we do have our own struggles, and life is a struggle. Life is a struggle both against the instinct that we have to remain gross or base level, and also a struggle against that, in other words, ourselves, you know.
Right. It's a battle against your own negative instinct. It's also a battle against others who've got more of an influence in your life than they should.
This is correct. Guru Dadeev, who heads the Guru Dadeev Disciplites of Cleveland, Ohio, has been outspoken in recent weeks about Elcott, The Next Steps, a branch that opened in Cleveland, Ohio, on Lake Erie near the Marina District. Guru Dadeev said in a newsletter that was published to the Disciplites of the Guru Dadeev Ashram that the Elcott, The Next Step church members and clergy had taken over a warehouse district or a district of the marina for both a clearinghouse for our books as well as our worship center, and it impeded their access to their own religious facilities.
Right.
Tell us more about Guru Dadeev and the ongoing dispute that we've had with him.
Well, it's a dispute, frankly, from our standpoint, Dr. Elcott, we're able to see past this one. I think we could say that there is a distinct competitive feeling there of Guru Dadeev and the disciple light, because much of what we offer people, everyday people, is far richer and motivates people, I think, in the right direction. And Guru Dadeev, the disciple light, is more of an Eastern mysticism, and don't think it relates as well to the average person, especially in a city like Cleveland, Ohio, which is very working class still. So I think that there was a I suppose you could say it was an explosion of pettiness, you know.
Well, it was very emotional, wasn't it?
It was emotional because there was a phone call received at the branch office there. It was received by Connie Wixon, who's our recording secretary, and it was Guru Dadeev himself who essentially said that he wanted us out 48 hours. And that's when Paddy got in touch with me.
And what was your read on that?
Well, my read was it was going to be the same, sort of the same song and a dance we've had with the Guru Dadeev Disciple Lights. We had this in Portland, Oregon. We have had this in San Francisco. We've had it all over the country. Every time we moved a branch office next to one of their ashrams or one of the Guru Dadeev Disciple Light centers, the study centers, that there's been this competition where, sure enough, 2 days later, an explosion. We're not sure whether this was a bomb or was some other sort of manipulation of the gas electrical system there at the culture center, but there was an explosion on a Sunday. There was no one there early in the morning, and it blew out three of the windows on the marina side and blew out the whole office, the entryway, which used to be an old bait shack.
Yes.
And it blew out the bait shack, blew out three windows, sent some furniture right into the lake. And so, as the young people say today, it was on, you know. And I put a phone call into Bob Hickson, who is, oddly enough, the husband of Guinevere Hickson, who's also one of the recording secretaries. Only he is a member of the Guru Dadeev Disciple Light, and Barbara Hickson, or Wendy, they call her Wendy. Sometimes they call her Catherine. And
the names is interchangeable. I are not take drugs no more. I are not take drugs no more.
All hail El Cod.
The names is interchangeable. So go ahead.
Yeah, right. So. And I asked her, I said, well, why don't you talk to your husband and see what's up? He said, you didn't hear this from me. And, of course, now I'm saying that we did hear it from him, so I don't know. I hope there's no reprisal. But at this point, you know, we Elcott, the next step, leads me in everything that I do, every decision I make.
As well it should.
Yes. And so I said, look, if he winds up in the bottom of Lake Erie or so, you know, I don't know. All I can tell you is we're trying to protect our property there. Bob said that Guru Dadeev, who had been in Cleveland, and they've only got the three of, they've got an office in Gary, Indiana. They've got the ashram in Gary, Indiana, Chicago, and one in Cleveland. We are in 70 different cities. And I think the feeling there is that we've got most of the country. And they've only got that part of the lake area there, the Lake Michigan, Lake Erie. And I said, what does that have to do with the price of tea, you know?
Well, this is all very petty, and yet it's significant in that the struggle for the spirituality, the spiritual soul, the spiritual survival of the American people, of the North American people, because we in Elcott, the next step, we have branch offices in Toronto, in Montreal, in St. Catharines, Ontario. We have one in Victoria, Canada, and so we have been more aggressive, as was the vision originally of Heavener Elcott. When Heavener Elcott heard the call of the siren, which was in fact the sounds of two cats in an alley behind the Elcott home there in Wampaw, New York. I can show you the home. It's right here in the village of Wampaw. Back in the 1800s, my great-great-grandfather awoke one night and heard two cats.
Well, they were having sex. There's no question. These two cats are like screeching and screaming, and that was the siren.
And it called Heavener Elcott to prayer, to morning prayer, and he dropped to one knee and then to his stomach. In Elcott, the next step, the way we meditate and pray is we lay on our stomachs with our arms out and our legs spread. And you can well imagine that that takes quite a bit of space, and so we need much bigger worship centers and churches than they would in the Gurudev Disciplite, where everyone sits and tucks into a ball, and that's how they pray.
Right, and so the space you need for a person who's constricted their space so would be much less.
That is correct. All right, so we had a bomb blast go off at our offices there in Cleveland, Ohio, and then it was to the mattresses we went. Now, I want you to know that we're not talking about a gang war. We had people calling, saying, what do you mean to the mattresses? What we mean by that is we simply were spending the night here at the novitiate. We're spending the night at our church centers and branch centers, sleeping there to make sure that there is a secure space. We have our elector saints, such as Bodhi Hare, the others, who stand guard at the windows.
Right. Yeah, we'll be at the window, we'll be at the door. Sometimes we'll get three or four of the elector saints who ride around the perimeter of the branch or the worship center in a car if we see anyone suspicious. And most of the Gurudev elector disciplites wear the ochre-colored robe. They wear a robe with a sash. Much like a Hare Krishna, they shave their heads.
Yes, they do. This is a very striking feature of the Gurudev Disciplite. They're all bald. The heads are shaved clean, slicked, and greased. And the head shimmers in the moonlight. So no way are any of them going to hide from our elector saints. Now, on that side, the Gurudev Disciplite have the beginning.
The beginning has been compared to the fruit of Islam. They are a security force of their own right. The elector saint is a security force, but none of us see this as paramilitary. We are spiritual only. But the beginning is the security arm of the Gurudev Disciplite.
But they are also shaved and greased.
Right, they're shaved and greased from the waist up, so they don't wear any shirts. They walk around with no shirts on and orange shorts. And most of the time with just those flip-flops, which you call a flip-flop.
Yeah, we used to call them beachwalkers.
Yes, they've got orange day-glow beachwalkers, orange shorts. They're bald, greased. As they say, they are greased, and they're greased. They're like white lightning up a black snake's you-know-what.
Yes.
And so we were at the window, and right after the explosion in Cleveland, here in Whampoa, and I saw as clear as day a couple of bald heads darting between bushes. And that's when I went outside, and another bomb blast went off. This was some of the people here in Whampoa, as a matter of fact, called the local sheriff. This is a bomb blast that went off in the bushes.
Well, this was in the bushes about 100 feet from the front door here. And then another bald head was seen and another blast. Now, you can put two and two together. You don't have to be a mathematician to figure that out.
No, that's exactly right. This was a Gurudev Disciplite, members of the beginning. They'd thrown two hand grenades. And then, unfortunately, one of our elector saints was gunned down the next morning as he was leaving a breakfast place. There's a little breakfast joint down in the corner. He'd gone in to get bacon, eggs, and some coffee. As he was leaving, tipped the waitress, walked out the front door, looked left, went to his right, and then a speeding SUV of some sort. It might have been a passenger station wagon, but there were two gun barrels seen.
And he was gunned down right there on the street.
That's correct, yes.
So you can see that this is the beginning, a flashpoint of the competition for your spiritual life. And really, there's nothing in Elkhart. I almost said Elkar. All hail Elkhart.
All hail Elkhart.
I almost said Elkar, which is the embodiment of the demon. And you'll see, Elkar has his filthy, dirty paws in this one, don't you?
Oh, there's no question. It's the first thing I said to Rudy Markbright, who is another member of the elector. He's an elector saint from the Florida, and had come up here. I said, if this is an Elkar, then I'm a gone mother, F-U-C-K-E-R. So.
Yeah, we don't use the vulgarities, but we can spell them out. In Elkhart, the next step, that's what we call release. and gratification. I don't say F-U-C-K, I spell it. And when I heard about the gunning down of Broderick Nelson out in front of, was that in front of Weta's?
It was in front of Weta's Flapjack Shack, right.
Weta's Flapjack Shack, down here at the corner of 3rd and Boston. And when I heard about him walking out, dabbing his lips dry of the syrup, tossing whatever he tossed on the counter as tip money, and we all used to kid with him. He was as cheap as hell, just as cheap as living hell. He was a guy that we loved dearly, but God, he was cheap. He used to throw a penny or two just to watch the reaction of the waitress. And the first thing I said when I heard that he'd been shot multiple times on the street there in front of Weta's early in the morning, I said, what did he stiff somebody else for a tip?
Yeah, right. I bet. Yeah, it's not unlike him, right, you know, to do that. And the first thing you think of is someone is going to take a shot at you one of these days. I haven't said that to him. I says, you know, someone's going to take a shot at you.
Well, but the people that we suspect took a shot at him and killed him were the Gurdadev Disciplites, members of the beginning paramilitary security force that they have. The information we had where there were bald heads, greased and fully geared. And when we say fully geared, they were flexed. They were checking out their own biceps, looking at how flat their stomachs were. And when they're in that level of awareness, you need to watch out.
Right. If I'd been there, I can tell you it would have ended much differently, because I would have put a stop to that.
What would have been your technique or method?
I simply would have run directly toward the car as it was speeding and leapt onto the windshield and blocked the vision of the driver, absorbed whatever shots were going to come from inside the car, but take my chances that way, and then allow the driver to careen. What you try to do is try to get it to careen.
Careen off the street and into a storefront or something.
Right, that's correct. Get it to careen into a storefront.
Well, this is a very interesting morning, and it's as part of Elcott, the next step that I think you all should know. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and we're talking here to Bodhi Godberg, who's a member of the Elector Saints. These are the, we don't call them security people in Elcott, the next step. We call them our overseers, and you do much security and guardianship for the overlords, correct?
Right, that's part of the job that we have, right? But we're also we're equal opportunity security.
Equal opportunity security, I like that. And a bit of a strain and some back and forth has been going on here between ourselves and the Gurdadev Disciplite. There were three explosions heard near our own office there in Cleveland last week, and then one of our Elector Saints was shot and killed on the streets here in Wampaw as he was leaving Weta's Flapjack Shack, which is a breakfast place down here on 3rd in Boston. He was leaving and heading toward his car when suddenly an SUV sped around the corner, the windows came down, and while it was still moving, a large man in an overcoat was seen raising up with a Thompson submachine gun, smoke and bullets, and laying there on the ground was this Elector Saint. Quite a remarkable week we had last week.
Right, it's probably going to get a lot messier, too. A lot messier.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then we are going to have a member of the Gurdadev Disciplite, Carl Brackman, will join us from Detroit, Michigan, and he'll give us his take on the current troubles between Elcott, the next step, and the Gurdadev Disciplite. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and you're listening to Elcott, the next step.
Elcott, the next step, from Wampaw University in New York State. It's a presentation of the University of Wampaw, New York's Agriculture Department and the affiliated student unions. I'm Jerry Gorsier.
Elcott, the next step, can be accessed online. Look up our website and find out the wonderful publications and booklets that can be yours and help you guide yourself through each and every day. A very popular booklet are the sayings of Hevner Elcott, the great-great-great-grandfather of Ed Elcott, and Hevner Elcott's Things to Think of as You Go Through the Day.
My mind is a peaceful place where only you can go. Please don't stay too long. Hello, I'm Ed Elcott, and that's one of the many sayings from my great-great-grandfather, Hevner Elcott, and things to think about as you go through the day.
You can get this wonderful little booklet, embroidered in gold, with a little golden bookmark, and just a neat little plastic case by sending away to Elcott The Next Step, Wampaw, New York, the golden booklet. Again, Elcott The Next Step, Wampaw, New York, the golden booklet. The orange booklet is an entirely different booklet, and that has to do with a very highly sensitive and secretive initiation rite before you become a preservative. So please don't order that, because we have to send it to you if you do, and then you will know the secrets of the higher levels. And in the wrong hands, you could blind yourself, not have children, bleed from the rectum for the rest of your life. There's things that'll happen.
Elcott, The Next Step. Now back to Dr. Ed Elcott.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. I do highly recommend that you get the Things to Think About as You Go Through the Day booklet. These are sayings that were originated with my great-great-great-grandfather, Hevner Elcott, the founder of Elcott, The Next Step. Do you have that, Bodie?
I've got that booklet. I've got a lot of books that were written by your great-great-great-grandfather, by Hevner Elcott, the founder. I've got that. I've got a marvelous, marvelous collection of the four miracles and how they work. And I also have the five ways through the impossible obstructions of life, which is, I've got the leather-bound version.
Oh, that's very nice. You must have a beautiful library at home.
We do. We've got a nice library, and we've got all of Elcott's books, and it's quite striking.
All right, now on the phone with us here is Charlie Bracken from Detroit, Michigan. And Charlie is a Gore Dadeev disciplite, and we're going to talk to Charlie now about the latest round of stresses and strains and competitions. We've had one man killed. We've had an explosion that tore open an office of ours. And the word has just come in now from Charlie that two members of the Disciplite, Charlie, you said were found in Lake Erie?
Yeah, they were found. All of a sudden started to sound like your guy there.
Well, I'm trying to originate.
Hey, don't lay that on me, man.
All right, let's be nice, okay?
But I don't want to hear any of you Elcott The Next Step bumbo-jumbo, okay? I'm here to tell you that we found two guys floating face down.
All right, but you started saying negative things when you came on sounding just like Bodie.
Well, you guys have that way of casting a spell and doing magic and making stuff happen. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it.
Well, you weren't. Were you doing that, Bodie?
All right, I guess I was, just for a laugh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
For a laugh. See, so all of a sudden what this guy's trying to do is make me look like a dumbass. I can't handle it. I can't have it.
All right, let's take it easy. What happened in Cleveland?
We found three members of our church of the Disciplate Initiative floating face down in Lake Erie, so we know that was you guys, and I can tell you this comes straight from the top. Payback's a bitch.
All right, so this nonsense is going to continue.
Nonsense? I mean, well, all we said was we called you guys up, said we wanted the waterfront back. You said, go ahead and pound that sideways. We said, all right. So you get yourselves a hand grenade. You know, and...
Right, and then you went after our guy. You went right after our elder saint. Elector saint.
I don't care what he was. I mean, you know, I don't care who he is. He got it. And then we get back to Cleveland just in time to see this thing with our guys still in there. So I don't think it's fair, and we'd like it to stop.
Well, we can't make it. You go ahead and stop.
No, you stop.
Hey, for my part, let me interrupt and say, I'm willing to put all this aside. If you're willing, Charlie, to call off your thugs in Cleveland, we're in Cleveland to stay. We're not leaving. We're not going to go away from Cleveland. Cleveland is ours.
Well, let me just say, God damn you. He did it again.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that, all right?
I apologize. It was an instinct.
Yeah, you see, you make me sound like you. You know, I don't even know why I'm talking to you. You make me sound like...
All right, I'm sorry for making you sound like an asshole, but you were the guys that tossed the hand grenades, you know.
What? All right, look, I'll take it back to Gurdadi. I'll see what he has to say, but I don't know.
Well, see what he has to say, and will you get back on the air with us next week?
Yeah.
These guys, they're very sensitive over there because they thought they could throw some hand grenades and plant bombs near our office there at the marina at Lake Erie, and that would be the end of that. Well, guess what? No, it wasn't. Then they shot and killed one of our guys, so we just hit them last night. We hit them hard, and we hit them fast. And
we got three of theirs.
And we got three of theirs, three bodies. Here's something just now. What's this from, Jerry?
Well, that just came in from San Francisco.
San Francisco, three members of the Gur Dadiv. Here it is here. Look at that. Read it and weep.
Right. Three members of the Gur Dadiv Disciplite. Another three members of the Gur Dadiv Disciplite were killed when an automobile they were getting into near the Alligator Fish Market blew up, killing all three and starting a fire near the marine, near the fisherman's wharf. Well, all right, so that makes it more than even.
Well, we've gotten six of theirs to only one of us. Six of theirs to one of us. That sounds like the math is about right there. You know, if you want to hit us, we'll hit you right back and we'll hit you hard. Okay? So you think, and that's San Francisco. You guys think you got San Francisco wrapped up. No, you don't. We got San Francisco. We've got the waterfront. We've got all the docks. And we've got all the trucks going out of those docks, too.
Well, it's one of the things about the Gur Dadiv Disciplite is that they really only have a power base in Cleveland and Chicago and in Gary, Indiana. They're in Detroit. You heard that one chap calling from Detroit. And they've got a lot of ideas, and they've got a lot of places they like to go, places to go, people to see, all this bull. But I think at the end of the day, it's really going to be a win for Elcott, the next step. I just don't think these guys are...
I don't either. I'm going to talk now to Gloria Grover, as one of the Elcott preserves, and we have Gloria on occasionally to discuss matters of liturgy and... philosophy, and also Gloria's an individual that I was intimately involved with. Gloria, you know these Gur Dadiv Disciplites. What's their story?
Well, I think they're dangerous. I think they're very violent. And I think whatever they do to us, we have to hit them back twice as hard. We got to hit them now. And Larry, who is not a member of Elcott, the next step. Even Larry said to me this morning, Jesus Christ, Bob. Jesus Christ, let's hit him now and hit him hard. And I said, Larry, you've got no business using the word hard. And I laughed. And
well, you are a little demon.
Hey, good morning, Mrs. Grover.
Oh, hi, Bodie. By the way, Bodie, I talked to your mother. She said she and I are going to have salads. We're going to have salads this weekend.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's great. So I love to see my mom get out and talk with her girlfriends, especially you.
Yeah, we're going to have a salad. But, Larry...
Yeah, just tell him, but you got to hit him hard.
I know, Larry. Ha-ha, hit him hard. We've dealt with these people. They're pigs. They're savages. Their religion calls for the tithing of too much money. They grease up. They wear orange. I just can't take the look of them. And when they walk into a party, it clears a room out. When you see a group of these guys in their orange robes, or they've got on shorts, and they're greased from the navel to the top of the head, you say, why did I even get out of bed for this? So, Gur Dadiv, you may not be listening, probably you aren't, but let me say, you've got to go back to the, you know, go back to the drawing board with this one, because it's a...
Well, all right, Gloria, thank you very much for your opinion this morning. And I think it's... what happened to the music?
Sorry.
We've got to start all over again. Good morning. This is Elcott, The Next Step. I am Ed Elcott, and with me is Bodie Godberg, an Elector Saint, here with Elcott, The Next Step. Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning.
We had to start all over again because my engineer, Jerry, potted the music down. We're in the middle of a turf war with the Gur Dadiv Disciplite. So far, we've hit six of theirs. They only got one of ours, a guy leaving a waffle shack down here in Wampaw, but we got three guys in Cleveland the other night, and we got three more last night. Or this afternoon. Was it tonight, or when that happened?
The news is it happened earlier today.
Well, let's just call it today. We got three more with a bomb blast that took out three of them in a car in San Francisco, and the other three were shot and killed and thrown into Lake Erie. This is Elcott, the next step.
That sounds...
I'm letting them know, And then the other thing I heard, these guys are crazy. These disciplites, one of these guys tried to behead... Did you hear this?
Oh, yeah. Please tell me you're kidding.
No, I'm not... He tried to take the head clean off of a member of Elcott, the next step, who got the drop on him, turned the tables, and basically gave that guy a haircut, if you'll forgive, by being ironic, satirical, sarcastic, and everything else. Let's talk to Herb Hebner, who is at our Denver branch office. Herb, I understand that you saw this.
Yes, I did see it, and it was everything that you said it was, is this man who is a disciplite approached a member of our branch and come out of worshiping, and he had a large saber, a cutlass of some kind with some Muslim saying that was carved into it, was glowing in gold. And when this man stepped back as a member of the religion that they were talking about, the Gurdadeep disciplite, stepped back and was ready to basically bring that blade across the man's neck, he turned around and grabbed the blade and turned the tables on this member of the Gurdadeep disciplite. And by the time he was done, he was bouncing this head off the blade of the saber almost as if he was playing hacky sack. And then did actually start playing hacky sack with this guy. I said, you got to knock that off. Stop it. And stop it now. And he said, okay. And he just took the head and put it down and he ran away. That was the shocking scene that we saw today.
Well, that's typical of Elcott, the next step. We'll do something brutal and horrible and frightening and then turn it into a game of hacky sack. How do you like that?
It's something that is for me, and for my taste at least, it's something that I'll never forget, and something that I both admire and at the same time I'm frightened of. By the way, I just saw an ad for this TV show, Mulaney, the comic Mulaney, who's on Fox Television. I think it's Fox Television, and it looks like it's going to be a stiff. This is
He's got a loop, doesn't he?
Well, sometimes we get into a loop when we're shocked, frightened, or freaked out. And why do Koreans walk as if they have a cob stuck up? Only the Korean military. Why do they do that?
Well, hold on for a minute, though. You was making a point there about the loop.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that man got into a loop. And sometimes we will loop in Elcott, the next step, when we are emotionally disturbed or emotionally or mentally flared out or fried or cooked. Now, I saw three members of the Korean military walking with Kim Jong-un, walking as if they've got a rod or cob parked up their rectums. Why?
It could very well be that that's what they've got, or I think it's just a way that they walk because they're not healthy. The garbage they eat garbage, they eat absolute crap in Korea. Now here you see Kim Jong-un, and he looks like he's not able to ride a horse very well. And then there's Dennis Rodman there, who's talking to Kim Jong-un, who's smoking a cigarette, and Dennis Rodman is, it's the whole thing. Dennis Rodman looks like he should be a member of the Korean military.
Well, I don't know anything about Dennis. Is that the guy there?
Dennis Rodman, you're right. Well, the Koreans are all the guys who look like they're from Korea, and Dennis Rodman is the African-American.
Oh, okay, all right. You're right, yeah. Well, you got anything else?
No, that's all I've got.
I'm going to cut this short because just looking at Kim Jong-un walking, doing what we call the cob walk, like I feel like doing that now. I think I'm going to be walking out of here. Look at this guy running up next to him. And they've got the big hat, too.
I think that's why they walk or run that way, because they've got that big, giant hat they wear, and they've got to balance it.
Oh, I see. They've got to balance it, yeah.
Well, don't give me a bug.
No, it's all right, but I'm not buying anything you're saying to me, that's for sure. You know why? Because I don't know whether you know this guy that called in here from the Disciplite, from the Gurdadeep Disciplite, who was complaining there from Detroit.
Yeah.
But he sounds... It sounds like the two of you guys knew what you... Like, was that a setup call?
It's not a setup call, no.
while he was doing your voice and all that baloney?
No, it's not a setup call. I swear to God.
You swear to God, all right. Maybe it's because we had that little baby, the daughter of two of our preserves. Last week, we had that Beans Halberstam, that's it. And she tightened my jaws well beyond the legal limit. I wanted to pick her up and almost just throw her like a torpedo. You know, I wanted to see her sailing under the water, seeing that underwater contrail as she went headfirst into someone's cabin cruiser. I don't know.
Well, Dr. L Squirrel, you...
Did you call me Dr. L Squirrel?
No, sir. I think you need to get yourself a rest or something.
I think you're right. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a very difficult 2 weeks. But until next time, when we get rid of... We've got a turf war going on right now. We've taken out six of theirs. I don't know, we may get the word later that we've got more of our guys have gone up in smoke. But we're going to the mattresses. And when I say that, it doesn't mean I'm sleeping with a woman. I may be sleeping here with Bodie Godberg tonight.
And that's a possibility.
Yes, it is. This is Dr. Ed Elcott wishing you the very happiest and most warm and succulent of weekends.
Elcott, the next step from Wampaw University.
For a transcript of our program, write to Elcott, the next step, Wampaw University, 1616 Barnaby Street, corner of Boston 3rd, in the back of Wiedner's Waffle Shack.
This has been Elcott, the next step. Elcott, the next step, Wampaw, New York.
I was talking to a guy here. This is Herb Haggard. I'm with, this is actually Chuck Barnaby.
What is it, Elcott?
I know it's Elcott. I was just on the air with one of the Elector Saints, a guy by the name of Bodie Godberg.
Stand by. Bodie.
Hey, Bodie, it's Chuck Bragner.
Well, that's not the name you used on the air. What name did you use on the air? I forget the name. You kept getting the name wrong.
Sorry.
And you messed it all up because Dr. Elcott could tell. And you called in and you started doing my voice, trying to do comedy. I told you not to do the comedy. Don't do comedy when we're trying to...
Well, So, do you think he bought it, though, that there's...
Yeah, I think he bought the fact that there is a turf war going on between ourselves and his disciple. But if we're to get any, if we've got any chance of putting that dance pavilion in there on Lake Erie, we've got to do a better job of scaring him, you see. He's going to be scared. So he recommends selling that property. We buy it out from underneath him. We've got our dance pavilion. It's a dream that you've had. It's a dream that I've had. And we can do it, you know, through the service, through our belief in Elcott, the next step, and the disciple line.
Right, I mean, I've always wanted to own my own dance place, but I can't believe that he bought... We messed up.
Well, that's how stupid he is. He's a moron. He's a moron, all right? So you do your part, I'll do my part, they'll sell that property, and we'll have what we've always wanted, our own dance pavilion. Can you imagine it? We'll be in bow ties, and we'll play the clarinet, and I'll have on patent leather shoes, and I'll spin about the dance floor, and I say, all right, ladies, and all right, gentlemen, it's time now for the waltz. I'll be a right smart dance pavilion, like we've all seen back in the old days. They don't have no more, you know.
I know, it's, I've always wanted that.
I know you have, and I have too, and that's what brought us together. That's what made us go across those lines that separate us from the Gore de Dave, Discipleoid, and Elcott, the next step. And that's why you and I finally came out to each other. And you remember that night, don't you?
I'll never forget it.
Right. Well, now we can have our own dance place. Think about it, will you? And also, by the way, those shoes you picked out, those are the worst, most...